share of New Zealand's wealth that we had in the 90s, we'd be a lot richer. So, I mean, $20 is nothing.
All right, so you wouldn't deliver the $20. That's fine. You see?
Oh, yeah, no, I would.
Oh, you would. And I'll tell you something else, Josie.
Credit where credit's due. You know, this is a tax cut to the right people, low and middle income earners, and particularly low earners. I'm just saying it's not exactly, you know, transformational stuff that's going to change the economy.
And on that, I think we probably all agree. But, Jordan, so the targeted Labor voters, no question about that, and Labor's now thinking, oh, hell, well, what are we going to do? You know, because the promise is they're going to think, well, we might have to do this as well and add a bit more.
Well, it says a lot that the leader of the opposition, despite, 8 years of a National-led government, couldn't even fill his 20-minute speaking allocation in Parliament this afternoon. Now, the ratio of new spending to tax relief is 7-1 just in this budget. The ratio of under this government of total spending versus tax relief is much more than that. I think it's 15 or 20 times new spending versus what's been delivered in tax relief. I come back to the key point. You know, we were looking for indexation of thresholds and tax relief that just took us back to the levels of 2010, and we haven't got it. We've got some, about just shy of $1.5 billion, it looks like. It's difficult depends on whether you consider the working for families changes, welfare, or tax relief, because of course it's tax credits. But this is ultimately a centre-right government delivering not quite the neo-socialist budget that Josie wants, but a centre-left budget, enormous spending. It's scratched all the political itches that the left have been campaigning on over the last 12 months. And yet the left are complaining about these tax cuts, which proportionately, in terms of the amount of income per week, are drastically focused at what is the Labor Party base.
And we'll come back in a moment. Yeah, your turn next, Josie. Joseph Pagani and Jordan Williams on the huddle. It's now 13-6.
A concert of supreme string colours and heartbreaking melody. The New Zealand Symphony Orchestra presents Pathétique, Tchaikovsky and Dvorak, conducted by Singaporean maestro Daryl Ang, with the winner of the 14th International Tchaikovsky Competition, cellist Narek Aknazayan. The NZSO's Pathétique, Tchaikovsky and Dvorak. Auckland Town Hall, Saturday the 27th of May. Book today at nzso.co.nz.
Imagine you're now driving a new BMW 3 Series.
Sink back into the comfort of luxury.
Ease your grip on the wheel as you effortlessly handle each and every corner. And prepare for the ultimate thrill of unrivaled agility out on the open road. Experience a feeling unmatched. The new BMW 3 Series range, now from just $59,900. Contact Auckland City BMW to book a test drive today. Terms and conditions apply.
Karaka by Fletcher Living. Here's Craig.
Get in quick. We're in our last stage of our development and our new homes are selling fast. Live a relaxed Karaka lifestyle in a quality-built, brand-new, four-bedroom, single-level home on a full site for under $1 million. Great value in today's market. Don't miss out. Come and visit us today.
Karaka by Fletcher Living. Visit fletcherliving.co.nz or visit their show home at 1 Breton Road.
News Talk ZB Auckland Community Notices with stressless recliners from Danske Möbler Furniture. Imagine transforming the way you relax.
If your charity, sports team, school or community group has an open day, reunion or fundraising event planned at any stage, tell Auckland's biggest radio audience about it with our free community notice board. Head to the What's On page at newstalkzb.co.nz and submit your notice now.
Caring for our community. News Talk ZB and Danske Möbler Furniture.
News Talk ZB, it is 11:06. Jordan Williams and Josie Pagani on the huddle. So, Josie, let's come back to the budget, obviously. And I think you're right. I don't see anything reforming, bold and beautiful about this budget looking into the future. I'm sure there's some stuff there, but there's not much for business and infrastructure and PPPs and those investment in infrastructure. I don't see anything, Josie.
Well, that's my point, Larry, and I think you both will agree with me on this. I'm looking across the political spectrum, and it just feels like I'm watching an election fight between the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Education or something. Everything is so safe. It's, you know, it's risk averse. It's, you know, success seems to be measured by doing not too much and saying not too much, and, you know, even better if you can say word shape there and say not much at all. And so where are the big transformational ideas that we can kind of go, where, you know, we can disagree passionately or agree passionately on stuff that really is going to... God, I'm honestly, Larry, how many years have we talked about shifting from a high volume to a high value economy and stuff like that? I know there's R&D stuff in there and there's a bit here and a bit there, but there's nothing that seriously goes, right, this is what we're going to do, this is how we're going to do it, this is how we're going to give people on low incomes not just 20 bucks here or 11 bucks here, but actually, you know, hundreds more of their
money.
Well,
businesses have to do that, obviously. You have to have jobs to get all that sort of stuff. The taxpayer shouldn't be relying, and it was another $2 billion bill to the taxpayer and welfare today. Anyway, Jordan, I mean, Josie, we're right on this, aren't we? There's nothing transformational here, and there was very little for business, actually.
No, very little indeed. In fact, we did a specific release on this issue. There's a lot more corporate welfare, and ironically, we've got this American rocket company that Joyce gave all these millions to, now bumping him off his lead story. It's on his budget, first budget, which is a bit ironic. But the only thing of material to assist business is a, and it's not actually confirmed, it's simply a proposed tax change around investigation of capital expenditure, which is a black hole at the moment. For example, if you're prospecting and it doesn't lead to anything, you can't deduct it because it's not considered an expense, nor can you depreciate it if no asset results. So that, but again, that's just a proposal. Just let me give you some, just come back to my point earlier there. I need to correct the figure. I've been handed a note that it's actually, the ratio is closer to 30-1 in terms of new spending versus tax relief under this government. And just to rebut any claims in relation that this is a tax cut for the rich, because I know that's what Labor and Greens were already saying, is that for someone on $20,000 a year, as a result of today, of course, it doesn't come into effect until next year, but they have their tax bill drop to $20,000 a year by 17%. If you're on $50,000, your tax bill drops by 10%. And if you're on $100,000, your tax bill only drops by 4%. So this is with, just take away any of the rhetoric that I can already see they're producing in these press releases, that this is absolutely targeted at that lower end.
Yeah, it is, but it's still, you know, when you look at the percentages, it's not going to make much of a difference, really.
They don't pay any tax.
Oh, no, I think it's under $60,000. No, it's just a rickety-dicky, you know, it's a tricky-dicky mechanism through working for families.
Don't you rickety-dickety.
I meant tricky-dicky, actually, and it is tricky-dicky.
Dicky-ricky yourself. But the point is, though, it's just churning through the system. If people, you're saying people under 50,000 aren't paying any
income. Actually, I think it's even Joyce.
We're talking net or gross.
Even Stephen Joyce, that great neo-socialist Stephen Joyce, said that the reason that people are paying more at higher rates is because they're earning more. I mean, they've got more of the national wealth in their pockets. That's my whole point.
Well, they're rich pricks earning $70,000.
That's a huge opportunity.
You know, in Australia.
That's called a progressive tax system, and you might not.
Well, it's very progressive. In Australia, you have to earn, I think, $250,000 to be on the top tax rate. We have, if you earn more than $70,000, you're on the top marginal tax rate. Now, that's incredible. This budget creates an enormous headache for Labor, and Andrew Little can't even fill a speech. And two, it's an enormous opportunity for David Seymour, because if you're core National Party voters, you're looking for some fiscal conservatism, and these guys just aren't delivering.
Thank you, Jordan. And thank you, Josie. Got to go. Josie Pagani, Jordan Williams on the Huddle at 626.